what do you call, and when, I wonder when these were first around. What you use, hope you have with you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay.
Was it ever parasol.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it called anything else?
Umbrella and parasol is all I've ever heard.
Do you remember when they were first around? Mm-hmm. They've been around a good while, I think.
Yeah.
They first were just pretty, thought to be pretty decorative like those, or at least I've seen pictures of them.
Protective from rain, mostly, and hot sun.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a decorative pillow that would be like used on a bed or on a sofa?
Sofa pillows.
Okay, but one that might be sort of firm, sort of hard. Sometimes they're used on, like a person will have a single bed and they put them across the back to make it look like a sofa. Have you ever heard? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think we always call them sofa pillows, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a bolster?
Oh, yes. That's on the bed.
Oh, okay. A bolster would be where? What part? What is that like?
At the head of the bed, where the pillows go.
Is that, you put the pillow against
it's
the bolster?
It's round, uh-huh. No, you don't use
You use
pillows.
Bolster instead of the pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that have a cover, or do you just
mm-hmm,
roll
it? Yeah. It has a cover.
Is that, you don't use the bedspread to cover the bolster, but you have a separate
Well,
cover.
Some do, and some has a separate bolster cover.
Okay, but they were just for decoration, mm-hmm. to look pretty, and you take them off.
Yes, at night.
Okay, what would you call, if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody?
Pallet.
Okay. If you were talking about the land being rich, and we're expecting a good yield from the land, how would you describe it?
Fertile.
What about the land that lies along a stream or in a lowland area? What would you call that?
Bank.
Yeah, or like a whole field that's low that the water...
Bottom.
Okay, the water, I guess, overflows occasionally and makes that richer because it... Okay.
Bottom land.
What about a low-lying grassland that was, a pretty big area?
Meadow.
Uh-huh. Okay, and how about an area that would be like underwater or damp most all the time? What would you call that?
Swampy.
Okay. How about along the coastal area, the low-lying area, like swampy land but sometimes called something else?
Prairie.
Okay, or even, can you think of another name for it? Cindy Lanier has a poem about the area down around St. Simons in Brunswick, and he talks about the marshes of Glen. Have you ever heard it called marshes?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they call it marshes? I guess there wouldn't be any marshes anywhere except along the coastal area.
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call rich, black, light consistency soil. That is soil that's not all mucky and clay and so forth, but a lighter consistency.
Loam.
Yeah. That, or do you think of any other things that you call it? How about muck or anything like that? Have you ever heard it called that? If they were trying to get the water out of that low-lying area, what would they?
Ditch it,
okay. Can you think of any other way that, even what you call, when you stand the dishes up in the stand, after you wash them, what do you call it? Why do you stand them up in the...
Drainer?
Yeah. Okay. What about the... when they try to, and I don't think I've seen any around here, but do they ever